Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's Make It Happen, not Monday. Welcome, welcome. It's your girl, Suhaiti. And this is the Love Suhaiti Show, your show on all things self-love and personal development. For those who are new, Make It Happen Monday is the episode on this podcast where I talk about motivation, inspiration, anything that comes to mind to help you and myself live a better, more authentic, real, less fake life. And I know there's a lot of podcasts that talk about it, but trust me when I say that the way I do it, it is very different, very raw, very real. And oftentimes, almost all the time, I share my perspective through my journey and what I've been through and how I've kind of turned some shit around, to be honest with you. So last week, I actually promised after that podcast that I was going to let y'all know on a little tip, on a little change in my life that has really helped my mindset. I have talked here a lot about how I have had trouble with shifts and change that I haven't put into practice. I have said many times that I'm living through a midlife crisis as a midlife woman, probably for the past 10 years before I was even in my 40s. But it's okay because Pluto's in my first house, astrological friends. If you know what that means that there's been a lot of changes that I'm not happy with, but that the universe is like, you gotta get to it. God is like, I'm forcing you to change, lady. I'm forcing you to change whether you want to or not. So how do we switch it? How do we flip that mindset? Whether you have a lack mindset and you need to think more abundantly, whether you don't feel like you love yourself, I've been there, and you want to feel more lovable, whether you don't stand up for yourself and feel like you don't have a voice, and then all of a sudden you're like, my voice is so powerful, or maybe you say things like, I'm not lucky, and all of a sudden you switch and you're like, I'm the luckiest person in the world, I have a four-leaf clover painted all over my body, pot of gold and all. The way I have been doing this, specifically with money. And we're going to talk about money again for a little bit because I have had some issues with money. And that's why I wanted to bring the financial expert last week to talk about self-love and money. But I still feel like I had to come on here and share a little bit about my experience because I think you can relate. Last week's episode, we touched lightly on it and things that you can do. So it was more of a how-to. So I do want to intertwine self-love and money on this podcast with how to switch your mindset so that you can really feel like you can attain and have the life that you want personally, relationships, financially, all that good stuff. So the struggle with money for me has always come from a place and a mentality of scarcity because of how I grew up. No one taught me about money. My parents came from the Dominican Republic, really lived modestly. I didn't grow up with a lot. And when I did make a little bit of money, I thought I was rich. To the point where I thought like $35,000 meant that I can spend money like I had $100,000. Negative. To the point where I didn't really think about credit. I didn't think about credit card debt. I didn't think about student loan debt. And I didn't think about retirement in my 20s because, I don't know, no one talked to me about it and I just thought I was going to live forever. Like I'm a superhero? An X-Men? Fast forward to being 40, even in my 30s, I started really thinking about my financial situation and then I looked at the numbers, specifically my student loan debt. I was pretty good with credit card debt for a long time. But the student loan debt and with the debt to income ratio and like how much I was making as a freelance writer and as an entrepreneur, I was working for myself, which I loved, but there was an instability to it because as you know, if you're an entrepreneur or solopreneur, oftentimes it's not the same as having a check that's every 2 weeks. But then I did not want to confront the fact that I had all the student loan debt and I wasn't making enough to live the life that I wanted to live, which means travel. Be a single woman, hang out with my friends, go for drinks after work, all the stuff that you want to do when you're younger and you're single and you see everybody living their life and you're like, I want to live my life even though you can't afford that life. And it's not like I was poor and I couldn't afford it, but I wasn't smart. If you listen to the podcast, do you fight or flight in moments when you're triggered or when you're uncomfortable, when you're put in a position where you have to take an action that you're not ready for? Listen to that podcast. I'm going to drop the episode link in the description. It's a great podcast if you find yourself just really putting up defense mechanisms and running away from things or even staying in things that aren't really healthy for you. So my response as a flyer, not a fighter, was to ignore it, to avoid it, and to keep living this life. But then what happened was that my mentality, self-worth, and my value in relationship when it comes to money suffered because I wasn't confronting the reasons why I continue to build debt with student loans, with the student loan interest and all that. I wasn't facing it. And instead of saying, how can I fix this problem? I ignored it. And that says a lot about your mentality. In all honesty, I didn't feel like I could tackle that. So I just gave up even trying to find a solution. So the mindset was, I'm just going to pretend it doesn't exist because this is always going to hover over my head and I'd rather live my life, right? And have this debt than really be responsible and tackle this debt and have to face it. So it was an avoidance technique. Psychologists out there know what I mean. I was definitely avoiding it because confronting it said a lot about how I felt about myself and my worth. And a lot of people will say, well, what did you think was going to happen? You think someone was just going to, sugar daddy was going to come and pay? Maybe. What I honestly thought was that I was going to have a windfall of cash one day and that I was going to be able to handle it. Like, I'm going to be rich. I seriously thought that I was going to be famous. I was going to be a reality star. I was going to be a radio show host, which I was. But I really thought that I was going to amass this huge fortune from my talents. And I have been fortunate and I have had many blessings. But I did not become rich. I had to sit down and ask myself, what is this money situation? What does this say about how I feel about myself, how I love myself, and how I value myself? If I'm running away from this debt, if I'm running away from even making the money that I deserve, if I'm running away from being financially responsible, because that's what it comes down to. It comes down to being an adult, hashtag adulting, I hate it, yes, and just being financially responsible for yourself and for your future and retirement. I avoided all that for such a long time. So those people who are listening who are in their 40s or their 30s and still haven't gotten it together, I hear you, I feel you. And if you have gotten it together, kudos to you. But not everybody gets it together and becomes financially responsible and really looks at the relationships between self-love and money and why they keep running away from being financially abundant or in a healthy relationship or whatever your situation is. Not everybody comes around to that easily or quickly. I know I was one of them. I've been working on this pretty much most of my life, convincing myself that I'm lovable enough and that I have enough value to amass a large fortune and to have a healthy relationship. So what happens is this: when you don't feel good about yourself, like you love yourself, like you think you're worthy, everybody knows this, then the universe, God, whatever you want to call it, gives that back. If you feel like you don't deserve a healthy relationship for whatever reason, whether you did something, you hurt someone, or whether you just feel like you're not lovable or you're not attractive enough or you're not financially responsible enough, because that's another thing. For me, for a long time, my finances and my student loan debt and how financially irresponsible I was, not thinking about the future and really saving, it made me feel unworthy of being in a relationship with a man that had all these things. A man that had his shit together, so to speak, would come and date me and think I was amazing. And I would somehow self-sabotage that relationship because I would put in my head, I don't deserve this. What is he going to think when he sees how much student loan I have? What is he going to think about me? Is he going to love me enough if I don't have X, Y, and Z? What does that mean about me and my value, my worth, and how lovable I am? That is the baggage that I went into in a lot of relationships, which is why for a very long time, I actually dated men that made less than me. I dated men that were younger than me, that were still in college. I dated men who didn't really know what they wanted. I dated a lot of artists. But then when I got older and I realized, no, I want a man that has his shit together, and I met those men, then I felt unworthy of those men. And the relationships were not equal. The relationships were a mirror to everything that I felt about myself in terms of my worthiness. So what do you do when you are in a situation, financially speaking, or relationships where you're struggling to feel like you deserve whatever it is that you want? I really want a healthy relationship, but then you keep being in toxic situations because you feel like that's what you deserve for some reason. I really want to buy a house, but then you keep spending money on traveling and drinks and happy hour and clothes and not saving anything for the house or paying off your debt. Those actions say something about how you feel about yourself and what you feel you deserve. How do you turn it around? What do you get when you mix a lot of Catholic guilt, a little bit of sex, and a Dominican mom crying?
Yo no te creía, sí.
Love Trips. That's my first self-published book where I share my relationship wins, woes, and lessons. Get a digital or print copy today on lovesuhaiti.com, or you can find it on Amazon. All the links to buy Love Trips are in the podcast description. Get your copy to commiserate with my relationship stumbles. So I recommend you start with journaling. Start there to just kind of sort out your feelings. But then what I noticed about journaling after a while was that I never really went back to read my entries. And I think it's important that when you're trying to change your mindset, to remind yourself of where you were and to remind yourself of how much you've grown so that you're not as hard on yourself as you usually are. I'm very hard on myself. Show yourself a little bit of grace. Journaling is amazing if you're going to go back and read your journal entries and see the progress and take notes and modify. The next thing that I recommend is to talk to yourself. A lot of people talk to their friends. A lot of people talk to their close family members and they vent and they use that as a vehicle to sort out their feelings. But what happens when we vent to loved ones, they have our best interests at heart for the most part, but then they infuse their opinions and their life experiences into what we're going through. And sometimes that then clouds our decision-making, our judgment, and their mentality becomes our mentality. Like if you have a friend that's always bashing your boyfriend, if you have a friend that kind of is on the same wavelength as you, where she struggles with self-worth, she struggles with money, and she doesn't have a very positive, optimistic mentality, then it's not going to help you attain a positive, optimistic mentality or get out of an unhealthy relationship or attain wealth and be financially responsible. So I say talk to yourself. I usually do this when I'm praying. I don't have a traditional prayer where I'm like, hey, God, give me this, give me that. Literally have a conversation with God. So I suggest that if you believe in God, if you don't believe in God, talk to the universe. Just don't pour out every thought, every fear, every little anxiety. Don't talk to a bunch of people about it. If you do one event and talk to one person about it, choose the one person that has more of an unbiased mindset, that they're not going to influence you one way or another, so that you can make decisions and switch your mindset from a more intuitive, authentic place. The last thing that I definitely recommend that you do, use a voice memo. Everybody has like a voice memo option where you can record yourself talking. Create a mantra and listen to it every day. How do you do this? Susie Orman, actually, the financial guru, she recommended this on her podcast. So I'm definitely going to give her the credit for this. She said, not the voice memo thing, but this practice, this exercise that I'm going to share with you. Whatever you're afraid of in terms of your mindset, you write it down and then you turn it into an affirmation. I've always been afraid that I'm going to run out of time to accomplish things. I'm an Aries. I'm impatient. I'm impulsive. I make fast decisions. I'm very heart-led instead of minds and logic-led, even though I'm balancing that out. So I'm going to change that right there. I'm not going to say that. I am now a balanced decision maker. I listen to my heart, but I also crunch those numbers. And I also think logically. So I'm going to flip it. You see, even I do it still. I put myself in boxes and I have to catch myself. Whatever that fear is, my fear was, I'm afraid that I'm running out of time. I wrote it down and then I turned it into an affirmation. My affirmation is, I have all the time in the world to accomplish my dreams. That to me means that I can buy a house in 10 years or in two. I can still be a reality television star in my 70s. I can travel the world when I'm 100. That to me releases some of the pressure that I put on myself to do things now, to overwork myself, because I am kind of a workaholic, but it's not healthy, right? It's all about, for me right now, living a more balanced life, whatever that means, and still having pockets of moments where I can actually relax and pockets of moments where I can create memories and enjoy my life and all the work. That's why I'm not on Instagram hardly. That's why I stopped being on social media, because it was taking such a big chunk of my day. And for what? It was taking away time from watching a show, reading a book, spending time with my son, spending time with family and friends. And even when I would go and spend time with family and friends and my son, I was so attached to the phone that I wasn't present, right? And that's what I'm striving for. But I wasn't present because I was so worried about the future and all the goals that I have, and if I could attain them at the time that I wanted to. So I've let go of time with this mantra, with this affirmation. I have all the time in the world to accomplish my dreams. Time keeps flowing, but I'm not going to let it get to me. I'm really trying to take life one day at a time while still knowing the things that I want and being clear financially, personally, without that pressure that it has to happen on a certain timeline. Because let's face it, shit happens when it happens. Only God knows when things are gonna happen. All we can do is show up and try to be our best selves and try to really be happy where we're at. So that's why the affirmations are so amazing. I recorded two affirmations, actually. The first one is, I have all the time in the world to accomplish my dreams. And I said it, I think, about 25 times in my voice memo. I recorded this. And every day when I'm driving in the morning, or even when I'm going for a walk, because that's something that I've also done that I recommend, going out in nature, listen to the birds chirping, that has been really, really healing to stay present. And sometimes I don't even want noise. As someone who's such a talker and a communicator and a storyteller, there's moments where I'm like, I don't want any noise. And that has been amazing, because that shows me that I'm learning how to balance and center myself and not be distracted all the time and run away. Staying grounded. I'm sitting up on a tree perched like a bird chirping. Even when I'm uncomfortable. Or trying to be fully. That's my goal, to not run away every time life throws me with some shit that I'm like, nope, don't want it. If it's worth fighting for, that is, right? Not everything's worth fighting for. So create that mantra. Write down what the fear is. Turn it around into an affirmation. So another example, I fear that I'm not going to have enough money. So what is my affirmation? I'm financially free and financially abundant. And I record it on my voice memo 25, 30 times. And when I'm walking, when I'm driving, I listen to it and I repeat it. Because I forgot to say that. And it becomes like a prayer, a mantra. I have all the time in the world to accomplish my dreams. I have all the time in the world to accomplish my dreams. I have all the time in the world to accomplish my dreams. I have all the time in the world to accomplish my dreams. I have all the time in the world to accomplish my dreams. You get it. One last thing about the voice memos. You can use them as your journaling. I've been doing this because, again, I don't go back and read the journals. So I speak into my voice memo whenever I have an aha moment. That gives me the ability to be able to go back, listen to this, so then I can note my progress from all the mantras that I'm creating and listening to every day. I'm able to go back to just kind of take note of how it's changing me. Another thing that you can use this is to kind of remind yourself through voice memos of patterns and behaviors that you need to shift and not go back to. For me, my crutch was always to go back to teaching when I felt like I was a little bit financially unstable. I literally created a voice memo where the title is, read this when you think about going back to teaching. Because I know it doesn't align with who I am, with the lifestyle that I want, with my goals, with my professional goals. It's just not me. It doesn't sit right. It doesn't feel right. And kudos to all the teachers who are listening who do this. It is not easy, and I don't want any part of it. But then I go back to that mentality, that safety, that mindset that I can do it. Like trying to convince myself that I'm going to be happy doing that somehow professionally when I know it's not what I want. And it hasn't worked, not because there was a different place or I should have been in a different school, but because it's just not me. So whenever I think about going back to any old behavior patterns or negative thinking, I create a voice memo of something that I know is usually a crutch. And then it reminds me of what not to do. It reminds me of the things that I've tried that don't make me happy. And of course, when I start having all these epiphanies and all these changes because of these mantras, listening to these voice memos makes me feel good. It's a way to say, good job. Again, show yourself grace, to say kudos to you for all the things you've accomplished, for all your growth. Keep going. So that is the last tip. That's it. That's it. That's my advice on how you can change your mindset from one that is negative, one that is almost debilitating, that paralyzes you, to one that helps you stay present, enjoy your life, show up as yourself, and eventually transform your life so that you live your life on your terms. And as for being financially responsible, I'm going to give myself some clap, clap, claps, because yes, Suhaiti is credit card debt free, y'all. It feels really good. And usually I don't celebrate and I'm just like, on to the next goal. And I do have another financial goal, and that is to educate myself more than I already have on real estate investing, on student loans, and all the income-based repayment plans, and what's happening in the government with Biden and his plan to potentially forgive student loans. I'm an adult, y'all. I really am. For all I know, I'm going to become a financial advisor. I am honestly fascinated right now with money. I am fascinated. I want to attain it, but I also want to help people get out of their financial rut. So I am going to start sharing tools and resources on my YouTube when I start recording there again, on tools that I'm using to help me get out of debt, and also on tools that I'm using and tips just like I shared to help switch your mindset from one of unworthiness to self-love. So I think I should almost change the title to the podcast again to this to Self-Love Serve Raw, because identity crisis. I think I'm gonna stick with talking about what moves me, and what moves me is self-love, advocacy, and really empowering y'all. And I hope that this is okay. I have transitioned and continue to evolve, as we all do, personally and professionally. And I feel myself evolving into a more responsible, self-aware, almost serious with a whole cup and a half and a quarter of silliness, into someone who really wants to succeed, but not through blood, sweat, and tears. I think it is achievable. You can succeed and be financially responsible and love yourself and create amazing memories and have fun with your friends and family. You have all the time in the world to accomplish your dreams. It just doesn't have to happen all at once. So I hope you enjoy the podcast. I'm so excited to continue to bring this type of content. Again, I'm probably going to change the podcast to Self-Love Server. because why not? That is another thing I'm going to say. Y'all, it's okay to change your mind. That's going to be another podcast. Why it's okay to change your mind. So I love you all for listening. Rate the podcast. Leave 5 stars. Leave a comment if you wish. And yeah, stay tuned for next time on the Love Sue Haiti / Maybe Self-Love Serve Raw Again show. Till next time.